Luke chapter 1, verses 67 through 75. That's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Gospels during this Advent season. John's father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets of long ago. Salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father, Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days." Zechariah had not been able to speak for 9 months. With the birth of his son, John, his tongue was set free, and he began to sing a song of praise. The first part of this song celebrates the coming of Jesus, the promised Messiah. The second part of the song celebrates the role his son would play in preparing the way for Jesus. So let's consider the first part of Zechariah's song today, and then next time we'll consider the second part. Today we see in this first part of Zechariah's song that God has come. The word translated "has come" means to visit. In Jesus, God came to earth to visit us. God came to redeem. The word redeem means to buy back, to rescue. An example of redemption in the Old Testament was when God rescued Israel from slavery in Egypt and set them free. In Jesus, Zechariah knew that God was visiting man in order to rescue man from sin and set us free. In Jesus, God provided his great mercy to man. God came to rescue. God promised to send a deliverer, as he said through his holy prophets of long ago. In Jesus, this promise was fulfilled. Jesus came to rescue us from the world, from the flesh, from the devil, and from death itself. And then we see in this prayer, God came to enable service. Jesus provided the way for man to serve God without fear, in holiness and in righteousness. So, Lord Jesus, thank you for taking on flesh and coming to the earth to live among us. Thank you for redeeming us, rescuing us, and allowing us to serve you. Thank you. In your name we pray. Amen. If we can pray for you during this Christmas season, just send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.